Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good afternoon, Father.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Today's Tuesday in the octave of Easter, and Father will reflect on today's Gospel from St. John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. Father.
Okay, so we see in these Gospels, you know, sort of this journey from fear to faith, from disbelief to belief. We're seeing hope that's being shown in the flesh to these characters in the Gospel. And we got to sort of put ourselves in here. And, you know, Mary goes to this tomb, you know, to prepare the body because she couldn't do so on Saturday because you were forbidden to do any work. And she was, you know, a faithful Jewish woman at this point, practicing her faith. And she goes early wondering who's going to move the stone. And then she finds, sees that the body's not there, and she fears that the Lord has been taken. And once again, it's just strange that all these disciples, they all missed that part of the teaching of our Lord that said he would rise on the last day. And, but then our Lord, appears to Mary Magdalene, and he reveals himself and to her, and she doesn't recognize him at first. And finally, when she hears his voice, she says, "Teacher, Rabboni." She's overjoyed. You know, right now I'm actually at a conference, and we took a couple classes on poetry, Catholic poetry. And there actually is this one poem. It's the last poem on this handout that the professor gave us, and it's called "Mary Magdalene Responds to the Harsh Judge." It was written in 1932. And actually, professor was saying that sometimes poetry helps us to meditate. And he says there are parts of the scripture that are poetry, like the Psalms, and they're beautiful ways of praying. And so here it is by Rena Espalet, a Catholic poet. She says, "Be honest, please. I long to know why judging others makes you glad. Does my uncleanness make you sad or lift you as high as I'm low? Do you intend to heal the bad, or is it rather you delight to humiliate and slight those who are used and spoken of with cruel contempt and never love, though they may well please you by the night? I've heard of a man from Bethlehem, a man of peace, both good and humble, steadies the fallible who stumble. And if they fall, he raises them rather than scornfully condemn. Because he has known pain and fear, that youthful carpenter holds dear, not just the virtuous, but the rest, at love and counsel, both the best, by far more tender than severe." So Mary Magdalene, she experienced, you know, she had seven demons, and she was forgiven by our Lord, and she loved him much. And she didn't find a harsh judge, but a merciful Savior. And I'm sure, like, that was really a powerful, encounter with her, where she realized that the greatest evil that she witnessed became great joy, the resurrection. You know, one final thing, and this idea of hope, and you know, these Gospels talk about, you know, light coming out of darkness. And an anecdote that one of the priests used in a meditation today, I just was struck by it, because he was speaking about hope and how Mary Magdalene had hope, and but it took her a while to get there. But it was about John Paul II, and I don't know if you heard this anecdote before, but it was the first time where he visited as Pope Auschwitz. And I don't know why it was so many years later after the encounter, but I guess it was when they finally made it a museum or whatever. It was, and he went there. And now remember, this is only, you know, not too far from where he grew up. It's probably super embarrassing to realize that the place where, you know, this place where all these Jewish people, Catholics, were incinerated, tortured, you know, burned to death. Incredible atrocities were committed by the Nazis in this death camp. And it says that he knelt down and he put his head in his hands and he just prayed and just like, it was just sort of this awkward silence. And then he just stood up and with complete conviction, he said, "This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." And he quoted 1 John chapter 5. And he just walked off. Just, you know, the idea that, you know, yeah, we've just, this was incredible evils have been here, but Christ still wins. And I just thought it was just a cool anecdote. You know, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. And so Mary Magdalene, with her sinfulness, is overcome by her faith in Christ. And even any dark experiences we have can be overcome. Any struggles we have can be overcome. Why? Because Jesus has conquered the world. All right, we'll continue tomorrow. We'll talk about Emmaus, another sort of, you know, where our Lord appears and they don't recognize him again. And yeah, think about that a lot of times, folks. How many times Christ is right in front of us and we don't recognize him? You know, he's right there. But we have to have faith to see him. God bless.